The Recap Show is an unfiltered inside look into the world of global soccer and women's sports and all things culture. From two U.S. Women's National Team World Cup champions and Olympians, follow and listen to The Recap Show wherever you get your podcasts.
TJ expressed interest in being moved around this year. Do you think the Steelers will move TJ around this year? Or do you think he'll line up across from the right tackle play after play and get triple teamed into oblivion?
Well, I'm guessing time will tell, but you would think that all of the offseason talk that is at least in the works, but we've heard this before, right? Well, we'll move him around some. I move him around. Terrell Austin said, yeah, we move him around. Yeah, like one play a game. I mean, is that considered moving him around?
No.
You need to see it more. To compare him to Myles Garrett can be lining up anywhere he wants, you know. I mean, he has carte blanche. Is that what they call it? Carte blanche.
That is what they call it.
Am I allowed to say that word, Harry?
You can say carte
no?
blanche. Harry doesn't know what that means, Jim.
So, let's see how much they do it. I think they will do it, but you're going to have to get into that.
It's the when they do it, too, that I think is important. If it's 3rd and 9 and you're up by 3 and there's 2 minutes left in the game, and it's the biggest passing play of the game until that point, you know that they know what you're doing, so do something else. It doesn't have to be 15 times a game. It doesn't have to be 20 times a game. But there are going to be moments that I think it would benefit them significantly so to move him around a little bit.
Yeah, but
and that's
what
I'm talking about, those kind of moments.
He definitely feels comfortable on one side rather than the other side. So if it's in a big situation, you know where he's going to line up for the most part. I would like to see him have more of that Troy Minka early days role where you really don't know. I mean, if he sees something, let's move around. That might be hard for an edge rusher to do.
I think it is because now you're leaving yourself open to running lanes, things of that nature.
Well, you just flip it. I mean, if you see something, you say, hey, Alex,
I see what
flip
you're
around, you know, anywhere.
Yeah, I'd be fine with that.
Even if you're playing Rover, he does that a little bit. I don't know if but they're going to have to do something.
They also need to blitz more this year. They don't want to, though. See, I think the personnel moves that they've made would point to the contrary. I think you want to be better in press man. Darius Slay, a press man guy. We'll see if he can still run. I think he will be able to at least at the beginning of the year. And you can play him 75% of the snaps now because you got Ramsey. I think you want to play man coverage, and I think you want to bring some heat. Their corners were not good enough last year. Joey Porter Jr. was their best corner, and at this point in his career, if he's your best corner, you're not good enough at corner. Dante Jackson took the ball away, but he wasn't very good. Beanie Bishop took the ball away, but wasn't very good. I think that they want to blitz more. It's the only time in the last, 6 years that they haven't been up there among the league leaders in sacks.
Yeah, but
I think they were way too predictable on defense.
I think they're, for the lack of better terms right now, is a little bit too arrogant. They think the Highsmith, the Watt, the Hayward can get to the quarterback rather than bring in the fifth or sixth guy.
The Recap Show is an unfiltered inside look into the world of global soccer and women's sports and all things culture. From two U.S. Women's National Team World Cup champions and Olympians, follow and listen to The Recap Show wherever you get your podcasts.